I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. What can we as a community do to make education accessible and effective for everyone? Students at the Working Classroom in Albuquerque have spent the last year looking for answers to that question by interviews, research, and discussions. The result is Solving for X, an original theater piece on stage this month. With us is the head of Working Classroom's theater program, Megan Gomez. Megan, great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Who are these students at Working Classroom who worked on this project?
I think from the outside, these students look like the young, resource-deprived students of our population, the ones who maybe grew up in the South Valley, in the West Side, have parents at home that don't speak English, the kind who are struggling with their own identities.
And this is the community and the population that Working Classroom was established to serve.
Yeah, the historically ignored communities of Albuquerque. And that includes adults as well as young people, but we primarily serve conservatory level between 11 and 18.
I'm assuming that these kids that we're talking about brought with them to this project their own stories.
Absolutely.
About education.
Yeah. One of our main storylines is about an undocumented student who finds out she's undocumented during the course of the play. I don't know if that's a spoiler. But she's figuring out what it means to be part of this community, even though some people can consider her illegal or not validated. We have one actor in the play who speaks Spanish almost exclusively throughout the entire play. And it's not because he doesn't understand English, but it's because he feels like Spanish should be allowed to be spoken. And so he does. It's these kinds of people that we'll see. And it's because these are the students that I serve.
How did these kids go about collecting this information or the material that you use to put the show together with?
We started in February of 2016. Each one had to go and interview a student.
And in Albuquerque?
In Albuquerque. Someone that they knew, someone they were interested by. And so all of them chose someone that was like within their circle. And then they transcribed those interviews and we talked about them. Their next assignment was to interview a teacher. And then their next assignment was to interview a parent. And then their next assignment was to interview an administrator. And after that, their assignment was to find the voice that was missing. So that was how we found more of the LGBTQ voice. And they all themselves were interviewed as well.
We should say, Working Classroom had two theater professionals, outside theater professionals, mm-hmm. who came in to help guide
yes.
this process.
Scott Barrow from Tectonic Theater Project, a great instructor in terms of using experimental technique and understanding that text doesn't need to rule a scene. So we created over 50 hours over two different periods of time, once in March and then again in August. We improvised these short vignettes, these moments, as they're called in Tectonic speak, in order to create highly experimental, very abstract work. And some of that work is still present in what you'll see in Solving for X. And then we have Milta Ortiz. She has a huge background in collaboration. She has an MFA in playwriting from Northwestern. She works with her husband at Borderlands Theater in Arizona. She's an El Salvadorian immigrant, fluent in Spanish, you know, and she dealt with some of the same struggles in school that the students in our play do. And she's wonderful at understanding what collaboration means and understanding that her job as a playwright director is to be able to hear all the voices in the room and then create one cohesive package to deliver it.
The Tectonic Theater Project, which Scott Barrow
yes.
is a part of, they have a lot of experience with this kind of theater project. People might know the Laramie Project, for instance, which was about the murder of Matthew Shepard. What will the audience actually see and hear when they come to see Solving for X?
What they're going to see is a series of vignettes, about 25 scenes in 60 minutes. Some of the scenes will be incredibly abstract. Some of them will feel very intimate and natural. And all of them will paint a portrait of what it's like to go through the public school system.
Tell me about the cast.
The cast is composed of the four students who did most of the research, and they were joined by 7 more people. The cool thing is that the interns who've been collecting this research since February have been being paid since February. And the actors who are now committed to the project will be paid at the end of the project. And we want to be able to tour it and give them more opportunities to have these paid professional touring gigs.
And this 11-member cast is not just young people.
No, it's 8 young people and 3 adults. The adults that are in the cast have all worked professionally here in Albuquerque and some in other places, and they've been amazing mentors to the younger students. So there's a lot of learning that goes on even between the young people teaching the older people, and it's part of what makes working classrooms so exciting.
Is the performance more about raising questions or offering solutions?
It's about asking questions. And it's about developing your own sense of agency. We live in a world that can make you feel helpless. It can make you feel like this is the way things have always been, so this is the way they will always be. And I think the whole strength of Working Classroom's mission is to say, but why though? And how can it be different if we wanted it to be? And so we do propose certain solutions in very subtle ways throughout the play, but it's more about asking questions and more about how to interact with the world around you.
And will there be an opportunity for audience members to maybe give feedback?
Absolutely. In fact, it's bred right into the play.
So we're going to find out exactly how that works when we come see it.
Yeah.
Why raise an issue like this in a theatrical format?
There's a quote I've been using a lot, and it's by Augusto Boal. He wrote Theater of the Oppressed. And he says that theater in itself is not revolutionary, but it is a rehearsal for the revolution. And I think that there is a special relationship that an audience has to actors on stage that you don't get in any other form of artistic expression. It's a coming together of a community. It's an opportunity for you to have a collective experience that will not be the same even for the next audience.
Megan Gomez of the nonprofit arts group Working Classroom has helped organize Solving for X, a new student-generated play looking at the issue of educational equity. Performances are this month in Albuquerque. Go to workingclassroom.org. Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for being interested in Working Classroom and being interested in Solving for X.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.